Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
If you ever want to know who your real friends are, move. I am telling you, I'm not the kind of person to ask people favors. I've had to ask so many people for favors over the last few weeks and continue to ask people for favors. So the question is, what's the biggest favor you ever had to ask anyone? My best friend Danielle, right now, her garage and her backyard are filled with all my husband's tools, our bikes, anything that we have outdoor, our outdoor furniture, everything. You walk out on her deck and you don't know. It looks like a consignment shop.
Right.
There's so much stuff there. It's ridiculous. And then she texted me. She's like, when it rains, do I take the pillows off? And then I felt so bad because I'm like,
Yes. Please. Appreciate it. And if they're wet, stand them up so they can dry. Oh, yeah.
My cousin Angela has a storage pod of my stuff in her driveway.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's fantastic.
And her brand new driveway, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I just had them dump it there. I was like, I hope it doesn't scratch your driveway.
Oh, no.
My sister is taking my dog for a couple days while we get acclimated. So we have to go to a rental because our house won't be ready for a few months.
Yeah.
So my sister is going to be taking my dogs on the nights where my husband has to go away for work. And my mom is just taking my kids. I was like, I need you like the mornings when I have to leave really early. It's like every favor I've ever had a call in,
I'm calling in right now.
Yeah. Except for my mom and dad, because I feel like they don't count. Parents don't count when it comes to favors.
Yeah, they owe you. They birthed you.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're still their responsibility, I guess.
I don't even ask. I'm just like, Mommy, I'm going to drop the girls off Monday night at 5 o'clock. I'll pick them up on Thursday.
It's amazing, though. So moving is really one of those big times in your life, though, when you really have to, you have to maximize all your relationships and all your favors, because you're on a deadline.
Yes.
And yet you're completely just twisting out there in the wind, and everything costs an exorbitant amount of money. So if you wanted to store everything, that would just be an incredible hassle in multiple ways.
I've had some friends that have texted me and they're like, do you need any help? And I know that they're just asking to be nice.
Yeah.
And I tell them to report Friday morning at 10 a.m. And you look at me, they're like, okay. And I'm like, I'll give you all the pizza and beer you want, but you're going to get to work, buddy.
Yeah. Well, it's a full day. It's full time. Funny, when I think about the biggest favors that I've ever had to ask, same thing. They usually cycled around, you know, when I was moving or whatever. I had a friend, he had to watch my cats for what was supposed to be like a month, like, you know, 4 or 5 weeks or whatever. And it ended up turning into like 4 months. You know, it was one of those things where it was a relationship going south and where are we going to get another place and, you know, moving and all that. In that time period, he lost one of the cats, then had to trap and lure the cat back, was able to do that. And after 6 months, guess what? He didn't want to give me the cats.
I mean, it's his cat at this point,
right? No, they weren't his cats. I took my cats back. They lived for many years after that. But, you know, I question it at times.
Yeah. What's the biggest favor you ever had to ask anyone or someone had asked you? We asked around the office.
Yeah, so I was actually once asked in college by my roommate to organize a surprise birthday party for him. So I did it, and he asked me to throw a surprise birthday party for him. So me and my roommates, a few of my neighbors, I organized a nice little surprise birthday party for him, and his reaction was awesome. They all believed that he didn't know it, but all along I knew that he knew it was coming.
That's interesting.
That's like asking somebody to start to put out their nickname for them, right? Start calling me this. Would you please?
It's like when I ask people, can you like my posts and share?
Right.
You know, it's the same thing.
It's kind of the same thing, right.
1-800-330-9999. The biggest favor you have ever had to ask someone or has been asked of you, what was it? If you ever want to know who your real friends are, move. I feel like I've had to ask so many friends and family members for favors lately.
If it's not helping you move something, it's helping you store something, it's helping you plan for something, it's tough.
1-800-330-9999. What was the biggest favor you ever had to ask someone or someone's asked of you? Austin.
I'm actually kind of embarrassed to tell this one, but I was going on vacation and I asked my college roommate, I was like, can you watch our cat? And because we didn't want it to be in the house alone. And they were like, sure. And that doesn't seem bad, right? But the cat was not only pregnant, but like right at the end of the pregnancy.
Oh my gosh.
And so it ended up, the cat had the kittens at his house, And then he calls me. He's like, why wouldn't you tell me this cat is pregnant? And we haven't talked in a while.
Dude, if you had me dog sitting or cat sitting and you didn't tell me the animal was actually pregnant, I'd feel bad and be upset on multiple levels. First off, wasn't I supposed to be caring for this animal in some special way? Second off, thanks, man. You ruined five of my bath towels.
How do you know that a cat is pregnant?
They're fat.
How do you know you just don't have a fat cat?
No. And then they get, you know, their nipples and all that. Like, it's a pregnant animal. You'll see it.
You seemed very uncomfortable when you said nipples.
I don't know why. It's a cat.
Adrian, what was the strangest favor you've been asked or you had to ask somebody?
Okay, so this is really crazy, but my next door neighbor just this week asked me if I would be her surrogate.
No, your neighbor?
What?
I know, right? Like, I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, I have three kids of my own, so I guess she figures I'm fertile Myrtle and, you know, I can do the pregnancy thing.
Do you know her well? Like, is she like a very good friend of yours?
She's a pretty good friend, but I think that's going a little bit far. Like, I'm not quite sure about this, you know? Like,
hold on. Let me think in my head, who would I be a surrogate for? Let me think. With no money involved, just out of the goodness of my heart.
Yeah.
I hated being pregnant so much.
Yeah.
Like, I despised it. My sister, obviously, but she's got kids now, so she's good. I guess maybe two of my best friends.
Okay.
That's it.
I mean, what's the overwhelming feeling when a neighbor approaches you with something like that? Like, is it this person, it's flattering. This person admires me and what I've brought into the world and so forth. Or is it like creepy? Like, this person thinks, I don't know, I'm attractive. My family is attractive. My kids are attractive. Like, I don't know. Like, what's the overwhelming thought that comes to you?
Well, first thing was kind of shock, right? It was so out of left field. I really wasn't expecting that. Like, who ever asks a question like that? And then I guess I kind of felt sorry for her. I think that was kind of the next thing I felt, like it was sweet of her to think of me, even though I thought it was a little bizarre. Like, I'm with you. I think I could do it for my sister, but for just a random person in my life, I don't know. It just seems like a lot to ask someone.
So what did you say? Well, I mean, I do feel bad for her because it's true. Like, for her to have to come to you, that means that those other options weren't there. So that's sad. So, but what did you
say? Well, I just told her I had to think about it. And honestly, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know if I feel comfortable with this because she's not family, you know, and I feel bad for her, but I'm thinking, gosh, 9 months of pregnancy and then I have to give it to her and then I'd have to see the baby all the time next door. Isn't that kind of weird?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, that is the biggest part.
Right. That's a lot to think about.
I'll be thinking about this the rest of the day.
1-800-330-9999. What was the biggest favor you ever asked somebody or somebody asked you? It's always uncomfortable when you have to ask someone for a favor. I am moving, and I have never asked for so many favors in my life.
Mm.
I have pods at people's houses, people's garages filled with things.
There should be a fleet of pickup trucks out front of your house coming up.
Oh, there will be. 1-800-330-9999. What was the biggest favor you ever had to ask someone or someone asked you? Steven.
So a friend of mine kind of got in a bind, had to leave town real quick. He had a family emergency. Nobody to keep his pets. And, like, I'm a big dog guy. I know he's got a dog. I knew he had a cat. I don't love cats, but whatever. I'd take care of the cat. So I get there. He's already out of town. I unlock the door, and I walk in. The dog, there's a note saying he took the dog and the cat to the vet, and he was thanking me for keeping the pet. So I walk into the house. First time I've ever been there. Two birds, snakes, eight different lizards, all of which I have known nothing about, right? I call him a couple of days in, tell him everybody's doing okay. I'm following everything. I'm making the right food for the lizards. I'm feeding the birds. I'm doing all of that. And then I see this. He asked about one, and I didn't know anything about it. And it's in this. He tells me there's this little Tupperware container, and I had missed it. And it was like one of those big tote things, right? And there are some holes in it, but I open it up, and the lizard's in there not moving. And we're not talking like a little lizard, like a big lizard. So I'm on the phone with him, about to tell him that his lizard has died, and I reach in to pick it up, and he starts screaming, "That one's poisonous, that one's poisonous, they play dead before they attack." So I slam the lid down on it, put some books on top, and I did it, but that is by far the strangest. But like, how do you have poisonous animals in your home, just in like a Tupperware.
Bigger question. How do you have poisonous animals and you ask somebody that doesn't know about them to come watch them for you?
Good idea.
Yeah.
Right. I feel like he was conducting an experiment.
He was already on the road. The person that was going to take care of him, like, fell through, that apparently knew what they were doing. I was his last hope. I guess I just thought I was going to take care of the dog and the cat.
Yeah.
Instead, lizards, snakes. I had to feed one of the snakes. That was not fun.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're not talking, like, it was big. We're not talking like little mouse. Like, we're talking you feed it a bunny. It was terrifying.
Oh, gosh. Stop it. I don't want to have this conversation.
Morgan, strangest favor you ever had to ask somebody?
Oh, okay. This is really weird. So I have a friend housing a ton of my stuff in her garage because, you know, it's my third divorce, and so I've accumulated a lot of shit, right? But the really crazy thing is my ex-husband is also her ex-husband. So it's a little strange. You know, all of my stuff is in her garage.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
I mean, it's bad enough that I have to ask my friends to store stuff in the garage for me, but the fact that you guys share an ex-husband seems very strange to me. I don't know how you deal with that.
Girl, at this point, it's your third ex-husband. Get rid of some of your stuff.
Right, I need therapy or something, right?
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.